Let us go to him, inshallah. It's today, the 20th of Rajab, 1440. Ustad, nice to see you this beautiful, mashallah, Mubarak Wednesday morning, full of smiles on your Mubarak face. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa afad, jazakallahu khairan to our engineers, brother Junaid Khan, brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we focus on Suratul Hashr, chapter number 59. Hashr means the assembly, the gathering. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about what would happen on the day of justice. This is the beauty of Islam. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ. Whatever Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought and commanded you to do, فَخُذُوا, take it, believe in it and practice on it, learn it, propagate it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited you from, so you must abstain from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Almighty Allah. And if we do the opposite of what we are supposed to do, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, then verily the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is severe. This is chapter 59. O you, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, you must memorize or at least understand the message of these three verses, Surah 59, verses 8, 9 and 10. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala praising the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. The muhajirin who were poor, who were expelled from their homes, and they had to leave their wealth and property, everything in Makkah. Now they're migrating to Medina Munawwara. Why they did all this? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانًا. They were seeking the grace and the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and they were helping the deen and the religion of Almighty Allah, and helping Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the truthful ones. They are the truthful ones. Then Almighty Allah praises the Ansar, the assistants and helpers there in Medina Munawwara. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They, the Ansar, they were people of Iman, and they loved the people who migrated to them. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا. Whatever they had to spend on the migrants, they did not feel any difficulty or any restraint in their hearts. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to them, to the migrants. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Although they themselves were in need. And Almighty Allah states that these Ansar, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful ones. So Almighty Allah is praising the beloved companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who came after them, So what should we do? We are the third category. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, that you forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And forgive those brothers, sisters of ours who passed away before us with Iman. So we must make dua for the Sahaba and our ancestors and our predecessors who passed away on Iman and Islam. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not put in our hearts the malice, rancor and hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For people who possess Iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily you are the one, very, very compassionate, very merciful. In this day and this age, we have people who are bent on making propaganda, and they say the Sahaba, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, and many others are non-Muslim. Remember, without a shadow of doubt, such people are out of the fold of Islam. They're rejecting these verses. And Hazrat Zainul Abideen, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, used these same verses to tell them they're out of the fold of Islam. If you want a reference, go open Tafsir al-Qurtubi and you will find it there. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those people who forgot Allah. Because when we forget Allah, we don't make zikr, we don't remember Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Almighty Allah then makes them forget themselves, meaning they get engrossed in certain vices and sins. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And they are the ones that are the transgressors. Look at the surah, surah 59, and the last three verses. Verses 22, 23 and 24. We know South Africa is one of the many crime capitals in the world. And therefore, O Muslim, it is still Fajr time. Read with me. Read three times. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim. Minash shaitanir rajim. So that's once. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. And you read these last three verses of Surah Hashr, chapter 59, and Almighty Allah will protect you with the divine protection. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah alone. Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He knows everything. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very, very gracious, very, very merciful. And it goes on till the end, praising Almighty Allah and His attributes. Lahul Asma'ul Husna. He has wonderful, beautiful names. So read it. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Al-Malikul Quddusul Salamul Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbarul Mutakabbir. Subhanallahi amma yushrikun. هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ thrice after Fajr, read it thrice after Maghrib, and thereafter you read these verses once, and Almighty Allah will protect you during the day and during the night. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Allah is the best of protectors, and He Almighty Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy and protection.
16 minutes after 5 Central African time. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad, for that. Please do apologize for the cough. Inshallah, Ustad, maybe make dua, it will go away. Ustad's duas are very, very powerful.
Shafaq Allah, Allah give shifa.
I mean, Ustad, let us go to Matola. This is from Maputo. Mufti Saab, we're listening to you this morning. We just want to know a quick question, inshallah, Ustad. We need an urgent answer. If the imam stands up for a fifth rakat, then what should the muqtadis do? Ustad, from Matola, Ustad Maputo.
The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَلِينِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Those people should stand next to me, next to the imam. So who should be standing? Ulul ahlami wa nuha. Imam means the leader of the prayer. Those people of intelligence and intellect. If the imam, the leader, makes a mistake, then they know how to rectify him. The problem today we have in many of our masajid and mosques, the people who are standing right next to the imam, the leader, they themselves do not know what to do. So therefore you have all these problems. You are reading Asr Salat, Isha Salat, Zuhur Salat, four rakats, and now the imam sahab stood up to the fifth rakat, the fifth unit. So you should say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, words like that you should use. Then the imam sahab will go back to the sitting position and make sajda sahu and then complete the salat. If the imam sahab carried on with fifth rakat and thereafter he made salam and so forth, then you must repeat that salat.
Ustad, is a lengthy question. It says, my husband will be traveling to Hirschberg, Germany, on the day before work. We've been unable to find a mosque near that area, and are unsure if there are any Muslims there. Mufti Saab, advice, please. He is flying on Eid day. If he is there on Eid day and cannot find any Muslims or mosques, if he is there on Eid day with one Muslim, must they perform Eid Salah or not, Ustad?
Remember, Eid Salat and so forth will not be compulsory upon people who are musafir and travelers. So that is, if you find Muslims there, then mashallah, very good. And if you are traveling, then that Salat will fall away, as Eid Salat will not be compulsory upon you. However, they'd send me a WhatsApp 071-888-1184. We will give you our contacts in Germany, in Munich, and various other parts. And then, inshallah, that they will able to inform you whichever part you are going to in Germany, whether you are going to Heidelberg, not here in Transvaal, in Gauteng, Heidelberg in Germany, or any other part, Dusseldorf, or wherever, Frankfurt. So wherever, then inshallah, they will be able to tell you which brothers you should contact and where they will be having their salat and so forth. So you just contact us and inshallah we'll do some networking for you.
Ameen, inshallah. Ustad, we go to Hawick, little Umair, 10 years old. Mufti Saab, are we allowed to keep fish as pets?
Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan nughair. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed one young person like you, O Umair. His bird just passed away and died. So he was very sad. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cheering him up. Said, O Abu Umair, what happened to Nughair? What happened to that bird of yours? So you want to keep fish, Umair? Very good. Keep the fish. And remember, you must feed them nicely so they get nice and fat. Don't leave them to starve and leave them like Ramadan time that, you know, we are fasting. Don't leave them to fast and then they die. So you must look after them nicely. You must smile with them. They will smile with you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Honorable Mufti Saab, I am in my 70s. I have 2 daughters. No sons. My husband is still alive. All my brothers are deceased. 2 of my sisters are still alive. How must my estate be distributed upon death? Please advise me. This is from Swaziland, Ustad.
What, is the father alive? Did she say anything about the father?
No, Ustad. He just says, 70, I have 2 daughters, no sons. My husband is still alive.
Yeah, husband is different and father is different. Sister from a brother from New Zealand, from Swaziland rather, just inform us because I'll explain to you both ways. But if the father is there, then the permutations will change. Okay.
Father alive.
Yeah, see, very important. So, father is alive. So remember in that case, so who's posing the question, the husband or the wife?
The wife.
So when the wife passes away, then the husband will inherit 25%. And thereafter, remember, 2/3 will go to the two daughters. So you have 25% and you have 2/3. And the residue remainder will go to the father. So you must remember, if that is the mother is deceased. If the mother is dead, then she also will inherit. So anyway, let's assume that the mother is deceased. So 25% for the husband, 2/3 for the two daughters, and the remainder residue that is for the father. So that is your brothers, sisters, siblings, all will be deprived. Remember this law across the spectrum, 100% everywhere it works and effective. The deceased is Muslim and he or she left a father, biological father, then the deceased brothers, sisters, all will be deprived because the father is still alive. The deceased was survived by a son, his own biological son, not foster son and adopted son and stepson, not them. Your own biological son, and he's Muslim. The mayit is Muslim. So in a case like that, we will say that the son will inherit everything and the siblings will be deprived. So remember these two laws across the spectrum.
Let us go to Sister Natasha. She says, good morning, well, my senior mentor. I'm feeling very good this morning, thanks to God. And she says, the last question I asked you is that, what do Muslims believe about Mary? I've got it down, I've got it written, as I'm a teacher, so I write all the notes and all the answers that you give me. This is Sister Natasha from Lakefield. She wants to know, what do Muslims believe about Jesus? And what's Jesus' name in the Islamic version, Ustad?
Excellent, Sister Natasha. May Almighty Allah keep you and Marvin always smiling, and you are always under the protection of Almighty Allah. Ameen. This morning also we made dua and we prayed to Almighty Allah for you, Ameen, and your family and the entire human race. Secondly, very good you are doing, Sister Natasha. Whatever I am telling you, you are writing down, making notes, and then you share it with the students. That's excellent. So remember that we will teach you what is true Islam, not the diluted or polluted Islam. Islam in its pristine purity. So this is what you're going to tell your family members and your beloved students regarding Jesus, peace be upon him. Tell them Jesus' name is Isa, I-S-A or E-S-A, and his name, honorable name, means to be fair in complexion. So Isa, we say alayhi salam, that the peace and blessings of Almighty Allah be upon him, because we love and show respect and reverence to every messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. They are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. When we are elected by people, then you end up in a mess like South Africa. So anyway, you must remember that they are the people selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So he, Isa alayhi salam's honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Jesus, peace be upon him, is ayatain. He and his mother are the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah's power, absolute power, authority, sovereignty, majesty. Almighty Allah created him without the intervention of a male. We reject the story of Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. We, Sister Natasha, and all the listeners, you should be reading chapter 19, Surah Maryam, and you will see how Sayyida Maryam, how Mary, the virgin Maryam al-Azra, gave birth to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. What divine arrangements Almighty Allah made. She was in a labor pain. فَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ. When the labor campaign was coming, Almighty Allah made arrangements. You go there by the date tree. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. That the tree, you just shake it slightly, and lo and behold, the fresh dates will fall, and that is how Almighty Allah will sustain you, and sustain Jesus, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made arrangements for the water. Almighty Allah then made it such, he grew up. And then she came, she went outside of Jerusalem. And then when she came, the people asked that, what is this, O Maryam, O your father and your family, all pious people? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ She gestured and pointed to him. The words of Isa alayhi salam, the first words, Sister Natasha, Inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah. Not the son of Allah, but the slave and servant of Allah. So that is where we are totally differing with other faiths. We say Jesus was a mighty, mighty messenger. His name mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. He was the final and last messenger of the Israelites. So remember that Jesus, as far as the Israelites go, so he was the last messenger. But the last messenger and prophet for all humanity and creation is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, the messenger of humanity, the messenger for the entire human creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah. In Bukhari Sharif, one hadith, one book on the teachings and sayings of the Master alayhi salam, it is the most authentic book as far as we Muslims are concerned. So between Jesus going up to the heavens and the Milad Mubarak, the honorable birth of Mustafa, the messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is 600 years. So that is the interim period. And then we also believe that Jesus was born but miraculously. And remember that then at the age of 33, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala let the ascension take place physically, bodily. There was no crucifixion and there was nothing on the cross. Wama katalu, the Jews did not kill him. Wama salabu, nor did they go and crucify him. Almighty Allah elevated him, took him up bodily, physically, in the state of awakeness. And before Qiyamah, the doomsday and the last day, he, the second coming of Jesus, will take place. He will descend in the land of Damascus, Syria. And one of his major themes and message will be between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. There's a place called Lud. And today also it's called Lod. I've been there several times. L-O-D. So there the Dajjal, the Antichrist will be there. And that is where Prophet Jesus will kill him. Kill this Dajjal, the Antichrist. So that is what we believe in. And then Jesus will pass, will go to Medina Munawwara, where the messenger, Nabi Muhammad, peace be upon him, is buried. So he will get married. He will have children. And one son's name will be Muhammad. And the other son's name will be Musa, and he will live there, and he will pass away there, and be buried next to Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam. So, sister, this is the last point. Two messengers, one messenger, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and second, Nabi Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, buried there. And next to them, remember the two greatest people and companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Abu Bakr and Umar. So they were, they are, they will always be the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the messengers and prophets, peace be upon them. So you teach your students and your family this much. And then any more questions, tomorrow you carry on, inshallah.
She says, great, she recorded it to start. Jazakumullah khairan, Sister Natasha from Lakefield. I see another listener says, Morana, please, we want to know about this, Sister Natasha. She really poses good questions, Ustada. This is from Durban.
How can you say she poses good questions, but you don't say we give good answers?
It's a good one, Ustada. Oh, Jazakallah khair for that. Ustad Umi Maryam, Melbourne. Is it permissible to make children wear half animal masks, the eye part folded down, and the nose and the mouth of the animal only show for a play in madrasa for the jalsa? They want to do the play of Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, but no one will be acting the part of Nuh alayhi salam, Umi Maryam from Melbourne, Ustad.
No, it's not permissible. How can we relegate and debase our children who are the masterpiece of Allah's creation? Now you want them to mimic and look like animals. One will wear a mask of a lion, one will wear a half mask, quarter mask of a tiger, one will want this elephant, and what no, is unacceptable. And worse, in a Madrasa Jalsa, our religious school, definitely unacceptable. So remember, all this stems from our thought process. I told you this 100 times. When this Ummah still thinks and believes the West is the best and white is right, then that's a part of Dhalun Mudilun. Then the teachers are also going astray and they lead others astray.
I see Dr. Johan says, Mufti Saab, correct. Your answers are out of this world, from Newcastle. Was that somebody's asking, can we cook crab?
So you must remember, the question is this, is crab halal or not permissible? According to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, the vast overwhelming majority scholars, remember of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they say crab is halal. That your Quran Kareem says, you know, Uhilla lakum swaydul bahri wa ta'amuhu. So from that they prove in the hadith in Tirmidhi, Walhillu maytatuhu. The Hanafis say that only fish is permissible from the things you find in the ocean, in the river, in the dam and so forth. So only fish. Everything else, whether it is crab or whether it is crayfish or lobster or whatever, so all that would not be permissible according to the Hanafi jurors. So that is the fatwa and verdict.
Ustad, somebody from Lichtenberg says, passing salams to you, they say they know you quite well. The person says, Mufti Saab, quickly, a quick question. In a will, can my father gift a certain amount of money to his brother, mother or adopted nephew? Mufti Saab, when you're coming to Lichtenberg, you're overdue.
Inshallah, we're going to come to Lichtenberg. We got a special mission there, inshallah. So you must remember that. Okay, that my one connection have to go see one girl lady there, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
So, inshallah. But I won't come, he'll come, inshallah. I got my wife. So, okay, very good question. I'm going to end off with this question because I have to go for Salat. This is very important, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Number one, when a Muslim person passes away. So first we have burial, funeral expenses from the estate of the deceased. The family member, friends want to pay is permissible. Second is the debts of the deceased, corporate debts, personal debts, company debts, all debt must be paid and expedited. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath. Now here, remember the law. You cannot bequeath for an heir. So your son is inheriting, your daughter is inheriting, your father is inheriting, your wife is inheriting. So whoever is an heir, they are going to get their proportionate share. So you cannot bequeath for them, that is not permissible. Secondly is the people you bequeath for, the beneficiaries, we call them, and the others, we will call them the heirs, to make a distinction. So these beneficiaries whom you bequeath to, remember, it must, a maximum amount must be 1/3 of the total estate, the net estate. So that is how the sequence works, we must remember. So that is the law, you must remember. So if you have a father, your own father, and you have a brother, so your father will inherit, but your brother will not inherit. So in that case there, you want to bequeath and make wasiyah for your brother, it's fine. For your adopted children, it's fine. For your neighbor, even if it's a non-Muslim, that remember your non-Muslim neighbor helped you so many times. So a friend in need is a friend indeed. In your will, you write down for Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary. So you want to leave 10,000, 50,000, 20,000. So it does not exceed 1/3 of the total estate. So it's permissible. So that That is the beauty of Islam. And the fourth one will be that the shares of the heirs. So that is the sequence you will follow. In Afrikaans we say, "Een man se dood is ander man se brood." Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil.
Ustaz, before you leave us, inshallah, our rundown today, inshallah.
Inshallah, today 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, inshallah. And then 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be tafsir. And 1:30 to 2:00 will be the tafsir from the archives. Today is Wednesday, O Ummah. Do not forget, between Zuhr and Asr, you read your Zuhr Salat, read 2 rakat Salat extra, raise your hands, go into Sajda, cry to Allah, and cry to Allah, Allah, help the Palestinians, help those in Gaza, help those in Yemen, in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, New Zealand, wherever, Mali, wherever the Muslims are oppressed, wherever they are experiencing difficulty, martyrs, and so forth. May Almighty Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus and the family Sabre Jamil.